Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the gospel lessons that are scattered throughout the service today, especially verses 5 and 6. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come see the place where he lay." It is an unlikely gathering of witnesses. And it is a gathering of witnesses, and it was the plan all along, this gathering of witnesses. Back in the Old Testament, Psalm 50 begins. "The Mighty One, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth. From the rising of the sun to its setting, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes, he does not keep silence." God summons the earth. He will have his witnesses. And then from John chapter 12, "And I, when I am lifted up, will draw all men to myself." God summons his witnesses. Witnesses to his work, with his mighty hand and his outstretched arm. And has it not been that way all along? Even Pharaoh back in Egypt had to be a witness to the power of God, witnesses to the amazing acts of God, witnesses to the plan of salvation, the forgiveness of sins, the work of the cross, the broken tomb, and the resurrection. He will have his witnesses, and this is how it works out. There must be Moses and Elijah on the Mount of Transfiguration, witnesses to the glory of Jesus. There must be Mary and Martha, along with many of the Jews from Jerusalem, there to witness to the raising of Lazarus. There must be the Sanhedrin to witness Jesus' claim to be the Son of Man, to be the one that will come with the clouds of heaven. There must be Pilate and Herod, representatives of the earthly kingdoms, to witness to the authority and might and power of God, willing or unwilling. There must be the witnesses on either side of the cross. Yeah, the two thieves, to witness the working out of the salvation of the world. And so it is on Easter morning, God summons the world. And whether they are willing or not willing, they will be his witnesses. The soldiers stand there. They must stand there protecting the tomb, witnessing the power of God as an angel came and rolled away the stone and sat on it. And his appearance was like lightning, and the guards shook and became like dead men. They think they are there to protect and to keep a body from being stolen, but actually they are there because God had summoned them to bear witness to the mighty power and acts of God, shattering death and opening the tomb with the promise that because of Jesus' death we will rise and these eyes will see Jesus. Because of the empty tomb, these hands will reach out and touch him. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The Pharisees and the chief priests, they are summoned to be witnesses. They thought they were putting the guards there to protect against the disciples stealing the body and lying about it. Little did they know. They were putting the guards there because God had summoned them. And while they thought the whole thing was a lie, they were actually protecting the news about Jesus rising from the dead from being believed to be a lie. They were guarding against a faked resurrection, and I didn't want a faked resurrection either, and you didn't want a faked resurrection either. They were there because God had summoned them to be his witnesses. Pilate approves the deployment of troops in order to keep order and assert the might of the Roman Empire. But God had summoned the workings of the Roman Empire to stand and witness to the truth that there is only one eternal kingdom, and that is not the Roman Empire, nor any of the kingdoms that have come and gone since, but only the kingdom of Christ. The women were coming to tend to the dead body of Jesus, bringing spices and absolutely sure that Jesus was dead. They thought they were coming to care for a dead body and show kindness to the dead Jesus. Actually, they were there because God had summoned them to be his witnesses. And having been his witnesses, then to carry the message of the angel, carry that message to the disciples, carry the message that Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
You see, it is God's will to summon the earth, to gather the witnesses and send them out so that the message of forgiveness in Jesus and salvation by his name will spread to the whole world. The message. The message is that Jesus is risen, our sins are forgiven, and God has brought us peace through the cross of Christ. So Christ is risen?
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And the message is that Jesus is risen, and the angel says to the women, do not be afraid. We live in the peace of God. We know that we are loved by and held within the grace of God. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And the message is that Jesus is risen, and he has brought us victory over death. We will rise. These bodies, these hands, these eyes, we will see, reach out and touch, and we will share in the glories of Easter, and that will be for all time, through all eternity. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And the message is that Jesus is risen, and we sang on Thursday, and we will sing in the later service this morning. In my forgiveness and new life, Jesus claims his own victory. And this is the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God is not God way away from us up in heaven with angels and all of that kind of glory. The kingdom of God is you being made a part of Jesus' victory. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Jesus is risen, and the witnesses and the confession of the name of Jesus, where that has gone out into the whole world. And let me tell you the most striking thing that I have seen this past week. You were aware that on Palm Sunday, two churches in Egypt were bombed. Did you see the response of the Christians? These Christians in Egypt going out into the street, and they were demonstrating. And how were they demonstrating? Gathered together with fists raised and with voices loud, they recited the Nicene Creed in the Coptic language. And it's the strangest thing to hear because there's a certain rhythm to it. God of God, light of light, very God of very God. And because of that rhythm, you can tell where in the creed they actually are. That's what they're doing. Marching in the streets of Egypt, reciting the Nicene Creed, because the witness to Christ's resurrection has to be in the whole world, to every nation and into every language. God summons the earth. And as Jesus is lifted up, he draws all people to himself. And the victory will be proclaimed. And the victory is recited down through the ages, generation after generation. And it sounds like this. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia. In Jesus' name, amen.